My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee as well as the House Budget Committee. He joins me today to talk about all things health care and the IRS. In fact, he is a sponsor of a brand new piece of legislation called Keep the IRS Off Your Health Care Act of 2013. It's known as H.R. 2009. And this conversation happens on the very same day the House has also voted to once again repeal in its entirety the president's health care plan. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Good to be back with you.
This legislation, was this something that you were already planning to introduce, given the fact that the IRS at the start of next year was and is still scheduled to enforce many different aspects of the health care law? Or was this specifically in response to the scandal that broke last week?
Well, we always opposed, and to remind folks, the IRS is the enforcement arm for the president's health care law, and we always opposed utilizing the IRS in this fashion. They have no expertise in that area, and we just think that it's inappropriate to have the IRS involved in people's health care. But when this story broke last week, when it became clear that the IRS has been abusing its privilege of gaining information from folks and treating certain Americans differently than other Americans, then that was just an unconscionable bridge too far. And we said, well, then we've got to do something about this. And this bill, H.R. 2009, simply says that the IRS may not be involved in any aspect of the president's health care law.
What are you hearing from the leadership? Do you think this will get a different fate than the overall repeal effort?
You know, I don't know. I think what we will, what we're hearing from the folks on the other side of the aisle, on the Democrat side of the aisle, is that they are also, many of them are also disgusted with what the IRS has done. And I think the next step for them is to answer, well, in that case, don't you believe that the IRS ought to be strictly confined to its original mission and do so in a transparent way as opposed to expanding its mission to get into people's health care? That I think will be more interesting. But we're getting a lot of support from the Republican side of the aisle. Senator Cornyn in the Senate has picked it up, and I understand he's going to be introducing the same bill on the Senate side.
If you were able to get this through and either override a presidential veto or convince him somehow to sign it, would this effectively nullify many different aspects of the law, or just who enforces it?
It would end specifically the IRS involvement with the health care law. So they would have to find the administration would have to find another manner in which to confirm that people were complying with their dictates and their mandates. Now, I believe that none of that is going to work anyway, and as we've discussed before, think that the bill's going to fall of its own weight. My concern is that real people are going to get hurt in the meantime. So what we're putting forward is our positive solutions, alternatives that put patients and families and doctors in charge of medical care and not Washington, D.C.
For those who have obviously been concerned about what we know the IRS was involved in and was revealed last Friday, what do you believe they should be most concerned about if, in fact, the IRS goes ahead and becomes responsible for enforcing the president's health care law?
Well, remember what we've learned in just a few short days on the IRS now, and that is not just that it was targeting groups that were applying for a tax-exempt status, but that they were asking for information about who were the donors to those entities and then going after the donors themselves. So this is much broader than just picking out an organization or two. This is really expansive. And so if you let your mind draw a parallel to healthcare, then it's wholly possible that the IRS could then determine whether or not the health care that you were purchasing or where you were going was the kind of health care that they wanted you to have, or they wouldn't allow you to have, or didn't comply with their dictates or their mandates in something so very, very personal as health care. As a physician, I can tell you that is absolutely irresponsible and unconscionable, and we're going to do all that we can to make certain that the IRS doesn't get that power.
I'm guessing you're hearing a couple different pieces of opposition, if there are any, from the Democratic side. Number one is that it's an effort to just kill the president's health care plan by another method. The other might be that, well, the IRS obviously did a lot of things wrong here, but now they've been chastened. They know that the spotlight's on them. They wouldn't dare do the type of things that they've been caught doing when it comes to health care. How would you respond to that?
I'd say trust but verify, and time is what is required for verification. But also remember, we don't know where this came from. I don't believe for one minute that it was low-level individuals in the IRS who determined that they would give folks a hard time who were espousing conservative values and talking about the importance of saving the country. This had to come somewhere up the chain. And was it the individual in charge of the tax-exempt division? Was it the Secretary of the Treasury? Or does it go further than that? And that's what we need to answer with our oversight. And that's why we're one of the hearings that we'll be having tomorrow, Friday, in the House of Representatives. We'll be investigating just that, and this will be the beginning of that investigation and that oversight, not the end of it. So we need to get answers to very, very difficult questions from this administration, and frankly, the president needs to stand up and come clean. He needs to be honest with the American people about this issue, and then it ought to be on his shoulders to provide the leadership to say, I understand the American people have real concerns about this, and we will not have the IRS administer or enforce the health care law.
President taking a lot of heat on Thursday, Congressman, for his response to a question at the joint press conference with the Turkish Prime Minister. The question was, did anyone in the White House know about this before the reports broke last Friday when the president claims he first knew about it? And his response was that until last Friday, he wasn't aware of the Inspector General's report. Any significance that you read into that response?
Well, this is a gentleman, as you well know, that parses his words very carefully and chooses his words carefully and reads his script very carefully. And I believe that answer for me means that the White House had some knowledge. And until he denies it and proves that, in fact, the White House had no involvement in this completely, then I'm one of those who call me skeptical, but I believe the White House was involved in this activity.
What type of evidence will the Ways and Means Committee be looking for to here to prove one way or another how high this went?
Where was the decision made? When was it made? Who made it? What kind of information was passed up the chain of command? When was the Secretary of the Treasury informed of this, and what kind of action was taken, punitive action was taken? When was the White House informed of this, and what kind of punitive action was taken? Those are the kinds of questions that we need absolutely honest answers to if we're to get beyond this phase.
Two quick questions before we let you go, sir. Number one, as we mentioned at the outset, the House once again voting for a full repeal of Obamacare. It's fate in the Senate is certainly less certain. What was the main message you wanted to send with this outside of hoping it ultimately passes, of course?
Well, this is only the third time that the House has voted to repeal the entire bill, and it's extremely important that people appreciate that a lot has changed since the last vote occurred. We have 80 new members of the House of Representatives, 81 new members of the House of Representatives since that time. None of them have been able to vote on this, so it's important for them to go on the record on whether or not they believe it ought to be repealed or not. And then all of the activity that's gone on, especially on the Democrat side, that says, look, this is going to be a train wreck, from Senator Baucus, Senator Rockefeller, one of the architects of the bill, saying he didn't know how it was going to be instituted. It was the most complicated piece of legislation he'd ever seen. A lot of individuals pulling back their support, including the Roofers Union. So there's a lot that's changed, and people need to be able to voice whether or not they're going to represent their constituents or whether they're going to represent Washington.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see if Harry Reid allows a vote on it, and if so, what that vote might be in a Senate that the Democrats control 55 to 45. Last topic, sir. Three of your House colleagues are running for the open Senate seat, being vacated by Saxby Chambliss when his term is up at the end of 2014. Congressman Brown, Congressman Kingston, Congressman Gingrey. You were seriously considering as well, ultimately decided not to get in. What was your reason for that?
Well, we looked at the opportunities, positive opportunities we have in the House of Representatives to affect policy, and as vice chair of the Budget Committee and as a member of the Ways and Means Committee and the Health Subcommittee, these issues are front and center right now. And once one makes the decision to move to another race, then everything in one's life is consumed by that race, and you no longer have the opportunity to weigh in on policy. This is such a pivotal time in our nation's history. I felt that it was absolutely vital and important that I honored the opportunity and the responsibility that my colleagues and my constituents have given me to give my entire service to the issues of the economy, health care, and tax policy at this time.
I'm sure they're all friends. Are you endorsing anyone on the Republican side, or you wait till the primary works its way out?
We're gonna let this sit for a little while and see how what course it takes.
All right. We'll check in later on that as well as many other things. Congressman, thanks as always for your time.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, member of the Budget and Ways and Means Committees, and he is the sponsor of the brand new Keep the IRS Off Your Health Care Act of 2013. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.